Tower Way, North West London, Thursday, Gimel Eor, 15th of April, Rav Binyamin Shodi Shlita, Ribis and Stoker Money.
It's coming. Just start. Good morning, everyone. Whether you're here in person or you're here remotely, welcome this morning. I'd like to start by asking everyone a famous, interesting question about ribbis. Where should Hilchos Ribbis be found in Shulchan Aruch? It's money. It's a matter money. It's a money matter. It's a matter of money and it's a money matter. It's actually both, right? You'll find it in Yerodea. You'll find it in Yerodea. Yerodea is Issa V'Hetta. Money is Bederach Klal, found in Hilchos Chosha Mishpat. When we deal with, when Adam L'Chaveiroi as to who owes who, and who should be paying who, and who stole from who, all rights and wrongs of money are generally in Hilchos Chosha Mishpat. But Ribbis, for some interesting reason, turns up in Hilchos Yerodea. And that needs an explanation. There's two Mahalchim, which I'm aware of, as to answer this question. And these two Mahalchim are really, in understanding, very different to each other. First answer is the Bach, how he understands the Tur. There's a fascinating Tur, beginning of Hilchos Ribbis, which is extremely easy to miss. The Tur in Simon Kuf Samach, which is the second Simon in Hilchos Ribbis. First simon is that it's mutter to do ribbis to a non-Jewish, to a non-Jew. Mutter lehalvis legoy beribbis. That's in simon kuf nun tes. In simon kuf samach, the Torah says the following words. Ribbis, hoil v'osa li yodon, since we are now talking about it, neymer bein milsa. We will say something else about it. In Ami Simonim, the Torah goes on to say, now that he said that one line, about 20. That means because the Torah said that I've already mentioned one halacha of ribbis in Simon Kuf Nun Tes, I'll tell you another halacha of ribbis. And because of that, he goes on and tells us the entire Hilchos Ribbis. What's the Torah saying? It says that Bach, the Torah had this very problem. He wasn't sure, where should I put Hilchos Ribbis? The Chayra, the Rambam, puts Hilchos Ribbis and Hilchos Mal Veleiva, together with all Hilchos Mominus. It's in Sefer Mishpatim. The Rambam puts it in the right place. So the Tur was clearing, where should I write Hilchos Ribbis? Maybe I should write it in Hilchos Chosha Mishpat, together with Hilchos Mal Veleiva. At the end of the day, you're lending money, you're borrowing money, and there's a transaction, and there's a deal to give more money back. Says the Tur, you know why I'm going to write it over here? Because I told you a halacha of Nochrim, Dinei Nochrim, certain halachas of Nochrim, Yai Nesach, things like that. We mention Dinim of Nochrim already previously in Yerodea. So I'll tell you another halacha about Ribbis to a non-Jew. Now that I've spoken about a non-Jew, it comes to Ribbis. Oh, here's the place to tell you about this Ribbis. Fascinating. That means according to the Torah, really, there's 20 simonim in Shulchan Aruch, which are technically speaking in the wrong place. So that's the first answer. The first answer to the question is, Ribbis is in a way, so to speak, in inverted commas, incorrectly in Yerodea. It's a misconception to start discussing why it's in Yerodea. It should really be in Chosha Mishpat. But there's another answer. And this is more of a Lomdish answer. Just a 1 minute of Lomdus. The Bruch HaShmur, Reb Baruch Be'er, asked this kasha to Reb Chaim. I do not remember the exact nusach that's printed in Bruch HaShmur. He asked Reb Chaim, he didn't ask him why it's not in Chosha Mishpat. He asked Reb Chaim, what's pshat in the Issa Ribbis? How are you mechuyev to do Ribbis if it's Asa? Reb Chaim explained to Reb Baruch Be'er a very important yisoid of Ribbis. In Hilchos Chosha Mishpat, says Reb Chaim, Ribbis is mutter. And with if Chosha Mishpat would only exist and not Yerodea would exist, If there would be only three Turim in Shulchan Aruch, you'd be allowed to do every single transaction of ribbis. Why? Because we are making a deal. I'm giving you my money, a halva, mulva loitzah nitna. I'm allowing you full use of my money. It's not a schiris. Schiris means I own it and you're renting it from me, but I'm the bailim. Halva, mulva loitzah nitna, it's yours. I'm giving you £1,000, it's your money now. You're coining it fully. You can do what you want with it. There's a deal here. I'm prepared to give you my money to make it yours if you agree to give me more. That's a deal. And you agree to the deal. It's worth it. You can do a lot, you can do a lot with money. It's a deal. It's a business deal. That's what it is. It's a business deal. I'll give you £1,000, you give me £1,500 back. Says Rav Chaim, in Hilchos Chosha Mishpat, rivers would be mutter. Because you're allowed to make business deals with people. The Torah said, what in the yeshivish world is called treifa gelt. The Torah said in Hilchos Yerideya that transaction is osa. Just like you can't eat basar v'chalav, just like you can't wear shatnas, there's lots of things you can't do in the Torah. They're all isurim. This is another issa. Yikari Shmai Bishal issa ribis. In Svara, it should be muta, because you're agreeing to make a deal. You're not stealing from him technically. He's agreeing. But the Torah said you mustn't charge more because it's on basis of the fact that you're lending him money. That's a very, very important yesod, that according to Rav Baruch Ben Rav Chaim, Hilchas Ribis is in the perfect place. It doesn't belong in Choshev Mishpat. Not like the Bach. It doesn't belong in Choshev Mishpat, because in Hilchas Mishpat it will be completely mutter. The only place where it makes sense to be written is purely in Hilchos Yerideya. And that's a very fascinating insight and to understand what exactly is going on in rivers. There's two sides to it. The shaila that I'd like to discuss today in Hilchos Rivers is a shaila which doesn't come up every day. And again, it's not a type of thing that people would feel good about. It's not necessarily the lechatchila way of making money. But the shaila is, are you allowed, there's a gabba, let's say, that goes around the shul in the middle of davening and he collects money. So everyone puts money in the pushka. Now, that's one example. There's a number of ways that people can raise money on behalf of the Torah Tzedakah. That happens to be the Torah Beis HaKnesses. Right? That's also a shayla. Are you allowed to take money? The ikash I'd like to discuss is the Torah Oni. Are you like a gabba who collects money to distribute to aniyim, to Tzedakah? So he's not taking money, which is usual money, right? It's like mitzvah dikah money. It's like not the standard money that people just have in their pocket. It's been given over to a gabba, to a gizbar, so to speak, and he's in charge of distributing it to people that are needy. That money, is there a tzad in halacha that you can actually lend that money beribis to somebody else? That means really the money should go to a poor person, right? Now, the poskim say that you shouldn't lend money, which is omid to go to tzedakah, to someone else. You shouldn't do that. It's a yavash shleim baba kama, it's a chuvas adraz. You shouldn't lend money, which is omid to give to tzedakah, to somebody else. Why not? He'll pay back in a month's time, and then you'll give the money to the poor person. The answer is, the oni might need the money in the meantime, and you won't have any money to give him. That is the reason the poskim give, that you shouldn't, there's pashtus, there's an issa in it, you shouldn't lend money. So what's the shaila? That at the end of the day, the poskim say that if you find a guarantor, you find an oriv for that money in the meantime, that means I am lending somebody £1,000, really this money is stocker money, you got a problem, maybe there'll be somebody who'll need the money and it's not fair to him, or you've been over against halacha, he's chosim mammon and you've got a chiv to be in front of him. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a good answer. Get somebody else, a nice fellow, to guarantee that if that money hasn't been paid back in these 30 days and an oni needs the money, I'll pay. I'll pay.
Or he's got it himself. He's prepared to lay out the money till the money's repaid.
True. So you can find hechatimsas that you can still lend the money and still make sure that if the oni needs it, somebody else is prepared to pay up. Therefore,
if they pay.
You have to get around the technical side of things. You have to arrange it, yeah? But Alpi Halacha, there would be a way to arrange it. So the question is like this.
Just nothing to do with limits.
One second. The shaila is, are you allowed to take that money? So I've now told you that technically, halakhically speaking, you can lend the money, right? Now the shaila is, are you allowed to go and lend the money and make ribis out of it? Letzorech letzdaka. That's the shaila. Are you allowed to lend money which has already been collected, letzorech aniyim, and lend it to somebody else and say to that person, give me an extra 20 quid and the oni will get more money? I'm not going to get the money, the oni will get the money. That's the shaila. Mutta oyosa. Now ribis ketzos is jani nesim in atoya. Right? The shaila is there a leeway for the tzorech aniyim, the tzorech mitzvah? Are there cases where we are makel? And even if we're not makel, there is the raisa, perhaps, there is drabonon, which means that you don't fix it b'shas havar, but rather at a later time he gives more money. That's called ribis mucheres, avak ribis, right? Either it will be during the havar, or it will be after you pay back already. There's different cases. I'm not going to go into all the cases where it's possible to do ribis drabonon. So even if you hold that maybe ribis deraisa, that's already going a bit far. To do ribis deraisa doesn't feel correct to do this stocker. Maybe ribis drabonon. So he decides to pay a bit more. You know what? You let me stocker money. You know what? I'll give you an extra 20 quid so that Aniyim can find it. At the end of the day, he's not giving pure stocker money. He's giving you money because that you lent him the money. If he says clearly, I'm giving it stocker anyway, yeah, then it would be different. But if, are you allowed to give the money as a result of the appreciation of the halva, are you allowed to do that when it comes to these tzrochim? That is the shaila. Now, to be clear, if I lend someone money, of my own money, and I say to him, give the 20 extra pounds to tzedakah, that's no shaila, that's definitely osa. Because it's your money that you lent, it's not money that's already been claimed for tzedakah. There's Allah and Elchus Ribis, that even though that money, the Ribis money, is not being given to the lender, it's very important, it's completely osa. Completely osa. Because the reason why, first of all, you get hana. Yeah, you get hana from the fact that he's willing to pay the tzedakah, you get hana. Yeah, there's a number of reasons for it. I'm not going to go into the Midin Orev. There's various. It's a sugya, but what I'm saying is that's not the shaila. That's definitely osa.
If you give somebody, you pay somebody.
Yeah.
And you haven't got the change. Yeah. So you say, you know what? The rest put in stock is the ribis
money. Oh, so yes.
That's not extra.
But it's not a ribis.
No, but it's extra money. Yeah. What?
The
so the shaila, that's a different shaila. Can you sechlal do that? Yeah. If there's ribis, forget stocker. Yeah.
That's not extra.
Yeah, I understand. You're getting into Gerissa cases. Yeah. So that case is anyway a shaila, which shaila is if deep down people really are moichel, depending how much it is, that's a complicated shaila. Yeah, it's partial a problem. Yeah, but our shaila beikah is the money that's already been claimed for soccer. That's the shaila that's discussed in the place games. I'd like to present you the sugi a little bit, tell you the shitters, and there might be other nafkiminas besides stocker money, which might be possibly a bit more negeya. It's negeya possibly to money for yeshivas. It's negeya to money for a koilel. Negeya for money for moistus. It can be negeya not just for tzorech stocker. It could be money that's already been claimed. It would actually be a very good eitzah instead of doing all these charities, all these charities and charity actions. You could just do ribis the whole time. But obviously, it's not mutter, right? The shaila is how severe is the issa. So it's definitely not lechatchila. Shaila is b'mokom ha-tzorech. Would you have a heta? So it's not just negeya stocker money. It could be negeya moistus money that's given over to people who are paid to learn yeshivas. The shaila is basically the same shaila, not just in moist stocker. So the answer is the following. The Rishonim, first of all, there's a Chumash HaRashba. Chumash HaRashba says a very, very interesting svara. Chumash HaRashba is brought in the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Samach. One of the chubas, there's about three chubas of Rashbas. One of them is in Chelek Dalad, Simon Tov Reish Samach. It's just one of the chubas. You look in the Beis Yosef, you'll see more of them. He says a svara like this. He says there's a halacha, it's kind of his own chiddush, Mamoin She'ein Loi Toivim money that doesn't have a specific, clear owner, you don't know who the person who actually is going to get the money, there's no Issa Ribbis. To be a proper Issa Ribbis, says the Rajba, it has to be, we know clearly whose money this is. When a gabba collects money, the Torah Tzedakah, we have absolutely no idea who's going to end up getting that money. It's money which is letzorech, people that need it. It's like kind of a fund, right? It's a kupa. It's a fund which is to support needy people. But you don't know who that needy person is. Therefore, it's a chesaron in the shem malva. It's mamon she'ein lo toi. We don't know specifically who is really going to be entitled to this money. It could be anyone from the people who, either it's a kehila, or it's a few streets worth, let's say on Purim, right? So Matan Sev Yonim, it could be the way they do it, is the few streets that the gabba is nearest to, he'll distribute it to his area. So there's different ways of splitting it, but you don't know B'shas Maisa who is going to get that money. Therefore, says the Rajba, that's a Svar Hilchus Ribbis, that we don't really know who the Bailim are. Therefore it's Mutter. He wants to say, Al Pi Halacha, it's completely Mutter, even Ribbis Doraisa, because we don't know who the Malva is. But because he's concerned that people will be Michshel in other areas of Ribbis, because people don't realize necessarily the Lomdus of the Heta, he's not prepared to give us a Kula. Not prepared, La Halacha La Maisa, to allow it to go ahead. But in Lomdus, says the Rajba, it should be completely Mutter, even to do Ribbis Doraisa based on this Swarm.
Because
you don't know when the gabba collects the money, you don't know who is actually going to get that money. The chalukah, you don't know who it's going to go to, and therefore the gizba is not biting. The gabba doesn't own the money, right? Correct. He's just passing on the money from the noisein to the makabel. So the money is not clear who the address of the money is, and therefore it's a chesaron in Benegeh to Hilchus Ribbis.
Who is paying the additional fund? Who's paying the interest?
The loiva, the person who's borrowing the money.
So,
but there's only an Issa Ribbis, if the person who's receiving the money, says the Rajba, is a clear-cut malva. If I'm lending money, which isn't mine, on behalf of somebody else who I don't know who that person is, it might be one of 100 people, right? I haven't designated that money to a specific person, then...
The loiva is not loiva.
No. Exactly. So according to the Rajba, even if I do it, yeah, he's told you not to do it because he's worried you're going to be mixed with someone else. Which means if you Lemaisa did it, you haven't really done much wrong. All you've done is that it's not the right thing to do because maybe you'll be over ribbis in another situation. Basically, the Rajba is being very, very makel. Very, very makel.
It's actually logic because the Oni is not the money.
That's what I'm saying. He hasn't got the money yet. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, that's the Rajba. The Modcha says that the Modcha is in Bob Metzia, Ois Reish Pei Zayin. The Modcha is Mechadesh, that we can treat this money, which is going to go to Tzedakah, like Hekdesh money. So it's like holy money. It's like it's not the standard Hediot money. It's for purposes... He doesn't say a Svar of Torah Mitzvah. I want to be clear. He's not saying a Vot of Torah Mitzvah. He's saying that it's like kind of not regular money. It's like holy money. You know, you're giving it to Stocker, you're giving it to a cause which is Devarim Shabikdusha. It's a little bit like Hekdush. Comes to Hekdush, the Torah is Mamayit Ribbis from Hekdush because the Torah says Achicha. The Torah says the word Achicha when it comes to the Issa Ribbis. And therefore, achicha means hediot. That's what achicha means, says the Modcha. Hektosh is not achicha. An oni, benegeya to this question, this shaila, is also not considered achicha because the money is not momen hediot, but rather the momen is momen stocker. Momen stocker is not treated as regular money. That is the Modcha swara.
Say achicha by the malva or by the loiva?
Le sashech l'achicha.
The achicha.
Yeah.
That's the loiva.
The loiva. You're right. That's a good point. But the Rishonim say that in the Torah's Bimagalitu, the Issa Ribbis needs achicha in in Hilchos Rivas. Yeah, you're right. The Torah says it by the Leiva. You're suggesting that by the Malva, there might not be a din ochicha. I hear. Yeah. So vice versa to Rishonim, I'm prepared to say that. Yeah. I hear your horror. That's interesting. What did you say?
Achicha means
your brother.
Two people are brothers.
Ah, you mean in relevance to each other, there's a relationship of an achicha. So you're saying it doesn't make a difference if it's the Leiva or the Malva. Yeah. I hear. There's a third reason, and that is the reason that the Olam thought was going to be Pshat in the Madcha. There's a Torah Mitzvah. There is a Svara that the Torah Mitzvah we can be Mekel when it comes to the Issa Ribis. Now, the Chavas Das in Hilchos Ribis in Siman Kuf Samach brings down all these Rishonim and he puts them all in one category. The Bris Yehuda, famous Sefer in Hilchos Ribis, says that the mashmos of the Chavas Das says that he understood that they're all kind of saying the same point, which is in the way we've been going, they're not saying at all the same point. But he kind of puts the Rashba, the Matcha, the Rosh, he puts it all in one ball game. Yeah, it's all mutter. These are the Shonim that are prepared to make all the punk. The reason he says the Lomdus, he kind of puts to the side. These are the Shonim that are matter it. Now, the Rosh asks interesting kasha. The Rosh is in Chivas Rosh, Klal Yud Gimel. He asks a kasha on the shitter who's prepared to be Mekel. Just read you out a few words of the Rashba. V'sha'alta, says the Rashba, in Ribis Kutsutza, Mutares Lehektish Aniyim, Oyle Talmud Torah. Da, Kilo Huta Ribis Kutsutza, El Lehektish Shalbedek Habayis, So, Hektish Belek Habayis, which obviously doesn't apply nowadays, but Bez Hashem it will very soon, there's no Esser Ribbis, because it says Ochicha. Avol Hektish Shebizman Azeh, Shehu La'aniyim, Oile Talmud Torah, Ho'aniyim V'atalmidim B'chalal Ochicha Heim, V're'eyu Heim. So the Rosh, right now, himself, wants to say that it is Ochicha, because it's not mamish hekdush, that he's learning, so he needs the money. Okay, that's not a swara. It's not a mamish hekdush. This is awesome. Vehevi Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenberg Zarayal Zeh Meahid Esoy Perka Chayvel Hahi Arnekid Tzedaka De Ichlefum Lepumbadisa. There was this a kupa of tzedaka, a money bag of tzedaka funds that they gave to Pumbadisa. Afkede Rav Yosef Gabiahu Gavra, so he gave it to him as a deposit. V'gonvu amine, and it was stolen from him. So the question is, he's a shomer. Is he chayv for gneva? Osele kamed Rav Yosef v'chayve. He said you have to pay. Omei Abaye v'hot Tanya Lishmar. The Torah says that you gave it to him to look after. V'loy lechalek laniim. The Gemara makes a drasha that if this money is made for another purpose besides for the person who gave it to you, it's not really his money. It's only to give to another purpose. That's not called, you're not looking after purely his money. You're giving money that's only to give to another person. And we don't know who that person is, which is really where the Rashba story comes in. It's mutter. Amalei shani pumbadisa to make its kaitzlu, which is, this is mamish negalach lemaisa. The Gemara says lahedya, if you know how much money you're going to be giving to a particular person, then that's also awesome. That means that the Gemara is machalik. If it's just money that you'll give, you'll give him 5, even 10, based on what he needs. You don't know yet what's going to be. It's not. It's a bit random. Then that's more chaledik, more reason to be mekel. If, however, you know for sure how much money you're actually going to get, then the Gemara is mashma. But because it's kotsuts, so this is ready
who's getting the oni?
If the money that's going to an oni, you know for sure how much money the oni will get, even though he hasn't got the money yet, Gemara is mavur that it's more chomo.
In other words, if he lends £100,
yes,
and then the loyman that he has to pay.
We're not actually talking about ribbons of him, by the way. Yeah? Okay. This Gemara is not tomorrow. This Gemara is in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, right? So here, this is a Gemara, really, just agav. This is a Gemara when it comes to chalukah for like a koilel. because you know how much money each younger man is going to get, the Poskim say from this Gemara, you see that if it's fixed how much you'll get, then it's more chomer. The whole svara is that it's not really clear what's happening to this money. If it's clear, that person is definitely going to get £200 this week. Just it happens to be you haven't chosen which £20 note will be his money. That's not a chesaron. He's definitely going to get £200. That's really a chesaron. Says the Rosh, I don't understand why the Gemara had to come on to a drasha of lishma of lele chalik laniim. Why didn't the Gemara say? Because it says Re'ehu in the parasha of Shomrim. If it's true that Re'ehu is memayit hektish money and stocker money, then the same way it says Re'ehu when it comes to hektish, it says Re'ehu when it comes to Shomrim. Why did the Gemara need to memayit it from the word lishmar? So the Rosh, because of this, says Elomai, you see from the Gemara that we're not memayit from the word Re'ehu and Ochicha hektish, because we treat it as part and parcel of just, is just another one of you. Now, the Mishnah Melech wants to say a chiddush and Hilchos Malvelo Perek Yud Dalet. I think it's Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Dalet, if I'm correctly. He wants to say a chiddush that the nafkimina to need the second pasuk is if you're mazik. It says a tremendous chiddush. If you're mazik be your daim hektish, you're potter, because we darish in Re'ehu. He wants to say that the reason why I need to psukim, not because we're coming lafuke the Joshua of Re'ehu, but rather because there'll be two halachas. One halacha will be that you're potter from the Shmira. Another halacha will be that if you actually mazik biyodayim, he'll also be potter. Akoponim, the Rosh disagrees based on the Gemara in Baba Kama, but the Yavshu Shleima says, and the Marit also speaks about this, that you see from this Gemara, akoponim, even according to the shittas in the Rishonim that are makel when it comes to this Aribis, based on this Svara, but if the money is kotzutz, you know clearly how much money each person will get, then that's already a svara to mekel. A few last points before we finish off. So the Marit wants to be mekel in the following scenario. You can sometimes have money where the deal is, I'll give you £1,000, we'll put it in the fund, on condition that the £1,000 will always remain there. That particular £1,000 won't actually go to the poor people. What will happen? You'll make money out of the £1,000. That means you'll do a business deal with £1,000, and that extra money will go to the poor people. In other words, the actual money that is there will always be there, right? So in other words, I'm not really lending. That money, says the Marit, is not really the Oni's money, right? So in other words, I've got £1,000 in a fund. That money is there to trade with it, beheta. And that money, the extra money that I make profit out of, the deal is that money will go to the stocker.
You can't lend it, you mean?
So the shaila is, are you allowed to lend the money in the fund to somebody else? And that money will go be the ribbis money. So this money, this is an interesting shaila, because this money that you're lending will never actually go to the oni. Right? It won't go to the oni. It's not really my stock up.
The capital will remain.
The capital will always remain inside the fund. Exactly.
It's not. You say you're lending it.
No, again. Yeah, again. The money inside the fund is £1,000. Yeah? That money will always be there, benegeya to the fund. That means you're never going to give that money to the oni.
But you
yeah?
Give it to somebody else.
Why? Because I'm lending it to make more money.
It's not there.
It's not practically there, yeah? But in monetary terms, the money will always have to remain in the fund. So I'm never actually going to give that money to an oni. And which money is the oni going to make? The profit. Right. So in other words, instead of trading the money in a business deal with someone and giving the profit to the stocker, what you've essentially gone and done is lent that money to somebody, and the ribbis part, that part you'll give to the oni.
And that was the intention of the lender.
Yes.
The lender wanted him
Correct. The original Noisane who gave it into the fund,
gave it to the
he was
100%. Why is useless?
100%. That's so why he's giving the money.
Then it's not a problem.
So the Marit is Makel. The Marit is Makel. So that's the Shaila. So the Marit. One second, slowly. Sorry, that's just.
Is he responsible for the money?
Yeah. Who's responsible?
The government.
Yes, for sure he is, because that was the deal with the money.
To somebody, to Ribbis or any support, and the guy makes bankrupt, does he have to pay back in the company?
So who's got the achrayus? That depends on the deal. Yeah, it could be. I mean, there's no like halach and shachanar, do it like this, right? You can do the deal in different ways. So the setup might be he's never the achrayas doesn't make you enough of a malva when it comes to ribbis anyway, right? So that it could be that he has responsibility. The Maret doesn't actually say that will be a svara in the Issa ribbis. The Maret is makel. Machne Ephraim doesn't like it, and he says that either it will be awesome medin orev, because I'm only prepared to lend the money out if you give the money to the extra money to tzedakah. Therefore, there'll be Issa midin orev, which is a completely different sugya to what we're discussing now. So sorry for being makatz on that point. There's another svara in Machne Ephraim that really you could look at that this money. This is an interesting svara. You could look at that money that was given over. Really, I'm giving money to the oni. When I put money in that fund, essentially what I'm doing is I'm giving the oni money on condition that he always keeps that money in the fund. So the question is, how do you perceive that money in the fund? Do you look at it as the fund's money and the oni will get the profit, in which case the marit is megel? Or do you look at it and say, really the noisein has paid the poor person on condition that he always keeps that money inside the fund bekayam? So whose money is it? It's the oni's money.
Well, so if he would give the money straight to an oni,
that's definitely a problem.
Say to him, yes, Manos, that you don't spend that money, you only lend it out for ribbis.
Oh, so then according to the Machne Ephraim, this is Machne Ephraim talking now, it would be exactly the same. Be the same issa. Yeah. Machne Ephraim is basically saying the Marit's case.
Maybe the Marit would ask for that, because the oni's
He's lending money to another yid. True, 100%. Machne Ephraim is saying that the Marit's case is exactly the same as the case that you just spoke about in Lomdas. Now, just to finish off, one last point. That the Chalkas Yoiv uses the Svara of the Rajba of Mamush Ein Lai Taivim to banks, which is the Chiddush. He says, there's a famous raid in the Poiskim, there's a famous Ramosha about it, if lending, putting money into a bank account, is that considered to be a proper halva. Because at the end of the day, if the bank goes bankrupt, then the way it works is that you'll actually lose your money. Yeah, now obviously you could make an arrangement to certain places might work differently. Generally you're gonna lose your money. Yeah, to which there's no proper Shibat HaGuf. To which a lot of poiskim are makel when it comes to Issa Ribbis to banks. Obviously we're not Halacha Maisa, we're not makel on this kulin itself. We use Sarufim to if B'mokam HaTzorech when it comes to banks, we don't usually use this Svara. But the Machnet, the Chalkas Yoiv in Chelek Gimel, Siman Kuf Tzadi, uses the Rajba because the money in a bank, right, is begeder momush eino tovim, because we're not really sure about, when I put money in a bank account, it's not really clear who the owner of that money is, which is the chiddush. Therefore, the Rajba applies. The Bris Yehuda says the Rajba has no shaitas to banks, because banks, b'derech klal, the owners, the shares, it's all very clear. There's a database. It says very clearly, he's got 10%, he's got 20%. Says the Bris Yehuda, the Rajba never said a svara when it comes to that. If it's very clear, you have this amount, just because we haven't necessarily been koveya within my £100, £20 here, £20 here, it's like a general shares thing in the whole bank, that the Rajba, it's like the same way that we said from the Gemara, if it's makers kayats, if you give a fixed amount to each oni, that'll be different. Says the Bris Yehuda, the same applies to banks. End of the day, the percentages of the ownership in the banks, let's say you have 10 owners in a bank, it's all clear how much a percentage he'll get, therefore it still is considered to be mom and she yesh loy tovim, and the Rajah would not be maker in that case.
The bank closes down and goes out of business. They don't share out the accounts to the shareholders.
They don't share out.
No, they give it back to the owners. It's the money in the accounts.
Well, because man, it's invested, it is.
Doesn't
offer heads. They'll pass it.